With WXPR News, I'm John Burton reporting. The Clara R. McKenna Aquatic Center in Antigo closed completely this week. That's left the school's swim team scrambling for a temporary home. The pool was set to be closed to the community while fundraising to support it goes on, but something changed. Andrew Tainer is the head coach of the Penguin Swim Club in Antigo.
The varsity girls swim coach arrived at the facility and saw that there's a sign on the door that said that the facility is closed until further notice. The varsity coach is trying to secure pool access in other communities.
The closure is contrary to what the school board voted on last week. Antigo school board member Mike Parizic.
It was supposed to be closed to the community and not to our sports teams, our swim team. The school board did not give that directive, and I'm not sure why it is closed to everybody currently.
The reason for the abrupt closure might be the school's contract with the YMCA. Ryan Bailey is president and CEO of the Woodson YMCA.
I received an email about 10:30 on Monday night from the superintendent saying that we are to cease operations and we had no access to the pool after that.
The YMCA has been contracted for day-to-day operations of the pool for the past 3.5 years.
They don't have people there to guard it or the right regulations to keep the pool operation without our contract, which they ceased.
Tonight, the district is hosting a subcommittee meeting, and one item seeks to authorize district administration to look for alternate locations for district scheduled events. This story is courtesy of WAOW Television. The Vilas County Health Department issued a health advisory for Big Arbovita Lake. Blue-green algae was found near the beach. Some species of blue-green algae can produce toxins that may cause illness in both humans and animals. The Vilas County Health Department is working with the Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources to assess water conditions and post health advisory signage at the beach and other relevant public access points. If you see water that is green or another color and is cloudy or opaque and contains many tiny particles, you may be seeing blue-green algae. If you or your pet develops an illness or severe symptoms you think might be related to blue-green algae, seek immediate medical or veterinary care. People are also encouraged to report it to the Wisconsin Department of Health Services. ATV and UTV riders will see more law enforcement officers on the trails over the holiday weekend. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources says it's part of the Think Smart Before You Start safety campaign. Conservation wardens and county recreation deputies will be patrolling trails and routes. They'll be focused on accident prevention by monitoring for illegal and unsafe operation. Safety equipment utilization, OWI detection, and other risky behavior enforcement, such as speeding, will be among the campaign's priorities statewide. So far this year, there have been 31 ATV-UTV fatalities, including 3 in Oneida County. There have also been 66 self-reported non-fatal accidents. Lieutenant Jake Holzclaw, Off-Highway Vehicle Administrator for the DNR, says ATVs and UTVs can often be found on the roads these days.
Because of the 68,000 miles of road routes around the state, people are operating more on those roadways. And obviously that's going to be more interaction with the motoring public, it's going to be more interaction on those roadways. And sometimes folks forget that these machines have low pressure tires and they don't handle on a paved surface like a motor vehicle. They're not designed for operation on a paved surface, so just something to keep in mind.
Riders are reminded to always ride sober, wear helmets and seat belts, and follow the speed limits. People are also encouraged to take a safety class regardless of age requirements. Rural communities throughout Wisconsin are facing an ongoing shortage of veterinarians. Wisconsin Public Radio reports that leaves farmers and pet owners with limited options for animal care. That's especially true in emergency situations. Last year, the U.S. Department of Agriculture identified a record at 243 rural veterinary shortage areas across the country. That included 16 Wisconsin counties, mostly concentrated in the northern and northwest parts of the state. To help retain more of UW's veterinary students and send them to areas with critical need, the state passed bipartisan legislation earlier this year creating a veterinary loan repayment program. The law went into effect in April, but will not be funded until it goes through the state's budget process. State broadband leaders are still waiting for instructions on how they can use $21 billion in federal money to connect rural areas to the Internet. That includes $359 million in Wisconsin and $643 million in Michigan. Harvest Public Media's Anna Pope reports states cannot spend the money until the Trump administration issues guidance.
The Federal Broadband Equity Access and Deployment, or BEAD, program is meant to help states connect remaining far-flung places to high-speed internet. States had to rework project proposals last year to lower the cost of the program under new rules from the Trump administration. Drew Gardner with the Benton Institute for Broadband and Society says states have the funding to build the broadband infrastructure, but the federal government has not told states how they can spend more than $20 billion for non-infrastructure needs, like digital skills training.
To date, they've missed a number of deadlines that they had previously given themselves to release that guidance.
He says there isn't a clear idea of when or how the instructions will be released. I'm Anna Pope, Harvest Public Media.
For WXPR News, I'm John Burton reporting.